Christmas is awesome. The Christmas season is awesome when you look at it biblically. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. You can get blessed before you even get, thank God for the baby, but before you even get to the baby, you can learn lessons on what it took to get the baby there. Now, you know the word Christos. Everybody say Christos or Christ.
Christ.
Meaning the anointed one or the Messiah. Somebody say preparation.
Preparation.
To bring forth. Salvation.
Salvation.
Or Christ.
Or
the anointing that brings salvation. Preparation for the anointing that brings salvation. Glory to God. There is an anointing from the Holy Ghost. There is some power from God. There's a touch from God that it will get right to the situation or to the need or to whatever that ailment is or that situation is. If you can hook it up to the power, the anointing of God will destroy the yoke of that bondage.
Yes.
It'll chase out that devil.
Yes.
It'll heal that body.
Yes.
Amen. It'll get that job.
Yes.
It'll turn situations around.
Yes.
It'll give you joy. It'll give you health.
Amen.
It'll give you power. Some say the anointing of God. Say, I'm just waiting on a wave. Tell somebody. I'll tell you what, there's people out there, you know, we waiting for all this as soon as the tide turns. Well, call the tide in. He is the tide. He is the tide. He is the change. As soon as this gets, I tell you, there is no situation you have, no circumstance, I don't care how rough it is, that you got, that there is not an anointing powerful enough to blow you right out of it.
Amen.
The anointing of God will come on you and change things. I've seen it happen again and again and again and again. But there are a lot of people that don't prepare themselves or set themselves up or do what's absolutely necessary to have that kind of power of God flowing through their life. How do you induce the power of the Holy Ghost or God on the inside? Now, we're right here. That's what Christmas is all about. That's one of the lessons you can learn about Christmas. What did they do to get him here? First of all, before they even knew that he wanted to come, God spoke it.
Yes. Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to look at Mary and Joseph and how they flow. They just weren't little nice little story creatures. They weren't just little Bible characters that sat by. These were some rough jokers.
Yeah.
You couldn't hang with them. They wouldn't play games. I tell you what, they believed in the supernatural.
Yeah.
They didn't wander in their faith. They didn't waver in their faith. They brought forth good stuff.
Amen.
Everybody say Theotokos.
Theotokos.
Say it one more time. Theotokos.
Theotokos.
Theotokos means bearer of God. Many times when you hear in different churches, they say the Theotokos talking about the Virgin Mary or Mary, the bearer of God. Mary manifested God.
Amen.
Do you know what? She's our example today that you can do the same thing.
Amen.
The power of God is within you. They were looking for salvation to come from the east, west, and all this other stuff, but on the inside. Somebody say, yeah, deliverance was on the inside. It was God. Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ, in verse 16. And it goes on to the generations. Now we're going to jump on over to verse 18. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When as his mother, Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together. I tell you what, that was a problem, wasn't it? See, we all think that our miracle is going to come through all packed up and looking great. I tell you what, her salvation, when first news of her salvation wasn't really a good news. This girl was engaged. And all of a sudden, God comes in and inconveniences her life. I mean, this messed up her life. Somebody say, glory to God. That's how the anointing does sometimes. See, you want to get the anointing of God, but you want to keep all your stuff together. You don't want your life to be shifted in any way. Not your schedule, not your time, not your life. He don't want to mess up nothing. But when Jesus came through Mary, amen, it messed up some plans. Amen. Have you had your plans messed up? Somebody said there's an anointing.
There's an
anointing. Waiting.
Waiting.
To mess up your plan.
To mess up your plan.
To mess up your agenda.
For a greater call.
So here she was ready to go off with somebody else. Her life is together, and she would have had a great life, probably. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example. That says something about him, doesn't it? So what he did, he put her away. He was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord. Somebody say, glory to God. While he was in his sleep, the angel of the Lord, that same angel, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not. Somebody say, fear not.
Fear not.
Now, that's a funny thing right there, isn't it?
Yes.
He must have thought, you know, he must have been afraid of Mary because she might appear to be a freak. He's going to marry this girl. He said, I'm scared of her. All of a sudden, she's pregnant. You know, she looks like perfect, like she never did anything. And, you know, I know all this other stuff. And all of a sudden, she's up pregnant. His mind was messed up. What do I do with this? I'm afraid of this freak or something. He said, fear not.
Amen.
Everybody say, fear not.
Fear not.
Don't be afraid. What is there to be afraid about? To marry somebody. Amen. You could find somebody. He said, listen, don't be afraid to pick up the problem. Don't be afraid to get involved in something that God is doing. Some things may appear to be messed up. People get out there in the Holy Ghost. See, before you had your job, you had all your stuff together, you were looking good, the degree and all this other stuff. Then all of a sudden you get saved and all you're doing is sitting up in church. More or less, some of you didn't quit this and quit that. Then you end up being preaching. Lord, I ain't going to mess with them religious folk. So say, don't be afraid to get involved with them.
Amen.
To take unto thee Mary for a wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Some say, don't be afraid to take this thing. It's not a problem. Amen. It's a God thing. Amen. That thing that looks like a problem, that thing that looks like a burden, that thing that looks like it's got your life turned upside down, you can't get around. It's not a problem. That thing was conceived by the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some say, I'm not going to be afraid of this stuff. That meant his life was going to be changed right then and there. That means he's not going to live like everybody else. First of all, he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know what the situation is. All he knows is that something said, don't be afraid to get involved with this. But he knew the moment he got involved with it, something was going to be messed up. It wasn't going to be as perfect as what he thought. Something said, in a dream.
In a dream.
See, that's something powerful right there. I always teach people, be careful with your dreams. Angels will come to you in your dreams. If you're not careful, devils will come to you in your dreams. Any decision you make, conscious or unconscious. You hear what I'm saying? That's where the spirit realm really takes off in the demonic realm, is in the realm of dreams. So be saved in your dreams, and you can. Some say, I'm saved Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. Amen. Did I leave any days out?
Wednesday
and Thursday too. Amen. Amen. I'm saved on those days too. But I'm even saved in my dreams.
Amen.
So here we got these supernatural people. Somebody say supernatural people.
Supernatural people.
This man's making decisions based on stuff that he dreamed. And some of you feel like you're crazy. And some of you feel like you're nuts because you're following divine inspiration. You're not going to bring forth an anointing to bring you out unless you learn to do it. If he didn't learn to hear God in his dreams and to go through stuff and to follow stuff, he wouldn't have got his breakthrough. Amen. We wouldn't have got salvation. God's trying to lead you in some of the same way. Maybe not in your dreams, but in some ways you got to learn to find out how God is speaking to you.
Amen.
He's not deaf. Amen. He wants to bring you out. Saying unto him, amen. That which is conceived in her of the Holy Ghost, for she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save, somebody say save, his people from their sins. Now all of this was done that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by the prophet, saying, behold, somebody say behold, a virgin shall bring forth a child. A virgin shall bring forth a son. Somebody say, a virgin shall bring forth a son. Say it one more time. A virgin shall bring forth a son. Now I tell you what, the moment you got saved, you're a virgin. You are a spiritual virgin. The moment that you get born again, you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you are a spiritual virgin. Somebody say hallelujah. Virgins bring forth the son. That's what you get what I'm saying. That's why, see, God has one seed. You know, that's why this thing with Esau and all this other mess and the Arabs and the Jews, you know, that child that was conceived in the flesh. God didn't want it to be done by the flesh. He wanted it to be done by the spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. He don't want nothing else to touch it. Somebody say, see, you ain't going to bring forth an anointing on second goods. You know, after you're not going to bring forth nothing like that. You did your part and all this other stuff. No, somebody say, a virgin anointing. Somebody say, what am I talking about, virgin anointing? That means you didn't mess with it with the devil. Get out there and got flaky with it. Got out there, tried in the flesh. You're pure. Somebody say, if God doesn't do it, I'm not going to have it done at all. Virgin. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm just going to wait on Jesus. No second. I mean, ain't no other help coming. Somebody say hallelujah. And it might come through people, but if it's coming through people, it's going to be Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Virgins bring forth that kind of anointing. People aren't dependent upon anything else but Jesus.
Amen.
No other help do I know but God. Somebody say virgins bring forth powerful anointing.
Virgins.
Why does he show forth? Why does the son show forth for those kind of people? Because he knows he ain't got nobody else. In her heart, she doesn't have anybody. It's got to be me. Bible says when your father and your mother forsake you, then the Lord will take you up.
Amen.
He don't want nobody else meeting your need but him.
Amen.
He don't want nothing else to be your source but him. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No other gods but him.
Amen.
That's what it's talking about. Somebody say spiritual adultery. What is spiritual adultery? People that have allowed the world and other things and distractions, crazy mindsets, amen, to supply their need than the one and only true God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Behold, a virgin shall bring forth a child, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then the thing I like about Joseph, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, he did it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's all I want to get across. Somebody say thank God.
Thank God.
He did it.
He did it.
See, amen. We all are so excited, amen, about Mary and all this other stuff, but he had to do it too.
Amen.
Why is it important that he had to do it too? Because it was his lineage that was important. If you look at Joseph's lineage, in verse 6, he said, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary. And it was Joseph's line that went all the way back to Abraham. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Joseph's line went all the way back to David. Thank God he did it. Somebody say, he said, I want to add another thing on your line. Amen. So Joseph got up. He awoke up out of his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. Whenever God wants to get something done, he sends an angel.
Amen.
I'm trying to get you built up on that way because he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So you can expect angelic visitation.
Yes.
Come on. You can expect angelic visitation when God's about to do something. Amen.
Yes.
Angels come down and say, get. He says, I can't preach a gospel to you, but I can tell you, get ready. There's an anointing on the way.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Get ready. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We learned a couple nights ago. How many of you went here and we learned about the angel of his presence? He did all, and he, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her first son, and his name was Jesus. I'm trying to get here real quick, but I want to get y'all in this right spirit because you know what? If you hear this, you'll produce a miracle.
Amen.
If you hear this with your spirit, ask the Holy Ghost to help you, you'll start to do some of these things. You'll start to set yourself up. I'm expecting a visitation.
Yes.
I'm expecting to hear from God. God's trying to help me. Salvation's trying to come. Wrapped up in this Christmas message. Christmas is all about, you know, when I'm talking about Joseph and Mary, they brought forth God. They brought forth the anointing. And you can do the same thing they did, and you'll bring forth an anointing too.
Amen.
Going on. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city, Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. See, God had to know Joseph too, see? Amen? He already talked to, he knew that he had to put Jesus in Joseph's line. He knew he had to put Jesus in Joseph's line. Before he even talked to Joseph, he had already dealt with, amen, Mary. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored.
Amen.
Look up. You're highly favored. You got the favor of God all about you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've got the favor of God on you. And the Lord is with you.
Oh, yes.
Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. The angel of the Lord said unto her, Fear not, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Now see, she did it in the natural, but I'm telling you that right now. Listen. You're highly favored of God.
Amen.
And I'm here to tell you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you're going to conceive something. Amen. On the inside of your spirit.
Amen.
You're going to bring forth an anointing. The same way. Thou shalt conceive a son. And he shall be great and shall be called the son of the highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Isn't that a trip? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom. Oh, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. Somebody say, glory to God. God promised Abraham, or promised one of the kings, said, you'll always have somebody in your lineage on the throne.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah. He didn't lie. Jesus is still on the throne.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He was talking about Jesus. He said, they'll mess up along the way, but one day I'm going to send my son, and his name is Jesus. He'll be the King of Kings, King Eternal. And he'll sit on that throne, and he'll never come down.
Glory to God.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say the King is still on the throne.
The King is still on
the throne. Glory to God. God didn't lie, did he?
Uh-uh.
of his kingdom shall be no end.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. There's some meat in this stuff. See, God was taking care of all kind of stuff. He was hitting 2 and 3 and 5 birds with one stone.
Amen.
He said, I got this promise. I had to tell this one. Listen, you'll always have somebody on the throne. How can I fix this? All the rest of them won't listen. They won't pay attention. I have to keep getting rid of them. They keep taking all the people. I got to send my son who'll sit on the throne and be king.
Thank you.
In righteousness and in grace. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we say, King Jesus.
King Jesus.
Hallelujah. I mean, he did it right. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords before there ever was a throne.
Yeah.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is a king.
Yes.
Longest reigning king ever. King in the natural. King in the spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. See, that's what Herod's problem was. Oh, you got to catch this stuff, people. He was legit all the way. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Legitimately king in the flesh.
Yes.
Well, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost burning on the inside.
Yes.
Oh, he's king. King of kings. Lord of Lords. Oh, it's deep, people.
Thank you, Jesus.
All hail, King Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He wanted me to tell you this. He wanted me to tell you this. Amen. I'm going to keep it for you. Amen. I'm going to tell you. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I don't know no man? I tell you what, see, she was talking about she had to know someone sexually or whatever, but some of you are thinking about, how is God going to do this? I don't know nobody. How is this going to happen? I don't know no man. I don't got nobody. I don't got no money. I don't know nobody. How is this going to work out?
Glory to God.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
When you're thinking about how your stuff going to work out, I don't have favor in that office. Ain't nobody on my side. But she knew no man. Amen. And the angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, pray. There it is right there, people. If you can get that revelation. When you don't have anybody else, when there is nobody else that'll bring you out, no situation, when things don't turn your way, somebody say,
the Holy Ghost
will come upon you. When you don't have anybody else, the Holy Ghost will come upon
you.
Praise you, Jesus. If everything else failed, nothing else is working out, there's an anointing somewhere that can handle it.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost will come upon you. I'm here to tell you what you're going through. The Holy Ghost is going to come upon you and break the yoke of that bondage and destroy it and set you free. It's the anointing of God.
Yes.
Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. How is that thing going to get on the inside of you? How are you going to get that seed of thing that God wants to produce and manifest on the inside of you? One time you're going to be sitting in church somewhere and the Holy Ghost is going to get all over you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You tell that voice, Shalahai. Oh! Woo! Glory to God. Somebody say one of these shouts.
Hallelujah.
You keep messing around with the Holy Ghost, you're going to get pregnant. You're going to get a seed on the inside of you. That's going to produce an anointing.
Yes. Yes.
Change into his image.
Yes, Lord.
From glory to glory.
Praise you.
Somebody say hallelujah. Fellowshipping with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Yes.
That's how you bring it about.
Amen.
That's how you covenant with God.
Amen.
So you ain't going to produce no anointing any other way than having the Holy Ghost come upon you.
Amen.
Somebody say, after the Holy Ghost comes upon you.
After the Holy Ghost comes upon you.
A seed is planted on the inside of you. A seed of anointing. Ever since I got touched, something been on the inside of me. I don't know what it is. You look different. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I was talking about Sister Melody this morning. We said, all of a sudden, Melody was in the back just jumping up and down. All of a sudden, she just must have jumped too high and hit something. Came out bucket. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. See, there's a teaching right in that. See, there's a spirit within. But there's the anointing upon. See, there are a lot of people that have the Spirit of God within them.
Amen.
Amen. But they have not yet learned to have the Holy Ghost come upon them.
Glory to God.
Impregnation comes when it comes upon you.
Amen.
Some say he'll pour out his Spirit on all flesh.
Yes.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Are we learning anything?
Yes.
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Holy Ghost, somebody say, shall overshadow you.
Hallelujah.
Ho, 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 ho. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Somebody say, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost.
Fall upon me.
Power
overshadow. And listen, this is what I like about it too. You don't have to walk alone. You think you're all by yourself? You do not have to walk this supernatural thing out by yourself. Some of you are getting blown away by the Holy Ghost and think you're crazy. There's somebody else got blown away just like you. There's somebody else God will touch. See, Mary said, I'm going through this pregnancy thing, this God thing, and God doing all this other stuff. He said, don't worry about me. Your old cousin Elizabeth.
Amen.
You know Wilma? Glory to God. So they say, hallelujah. You're going through some stuff and you think you're going through it all by yourself. You think you're crazy because what God is doing in you somewhere else. Amen. There's somebody that got the same seed on the inside.
Glory to God.
You don't have to be pregnant by yourself.
Amen.
You don't have to shout alone. You don't have to believe alone.
Amen.
Glory to God. You ever seen people that partner up in the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
You ever seen it? Amen. You just get to see, many times you get people that just distract, you know, they pull each other down. Amen. But there are some people out there, they just link up. They believe in for the same thing. They know where they come from. Glory to God. They shout alike. Amen. Stand alike because they understand.
Amen.
He said, thou cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her own age and is in the sixth month with her son and was called barren. Who was called barren? For God. Somebody say, for with God.
For with God.
Say it one more time. For with God.
For with God.
For with God, absolutely nothing. You better get yourself together. Oh, how you better change your mindset. Amen. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Say, I don't believe in impossibility.
Hallelujah.
Glory to somebody. Say, all my possibilities.
All my possibilities.
Are wide open.
Glory to God.
And Mary said, see, when you get that kind of mindset where you have this thing talk to you and saying, listen, now not only are you going through, but here's your evidence. This one over here is pregnant too. Amen. And she must have been real old. because he was using, listen, I mean, this woman must have been real way past the years or something. Amen. Amen. Because here he's basing her faith that she got pregnant without having been with somebody
right.
on this old woman getting pregnant. So she right. must have been real old.
Amen.
Amen. And Mary said, behold. Somebody say, behold.
Behold.
The handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me. See, this is how you produce that kind of anointing.
Amen. Amen.
See, you got to get wide open and stop covering up. See, when God likes his people, see, when Adam and Eve messed up, they went and found some clothes, you know? And they weren't even good fashion designer. God had to rehook the outfit up. Amen. Probably those leaves and stuff they had on wasn't matching or something. Amen. Amen. They were looking all crazy. Amen. They couldn't even clothe themselves. Right? Looking all raggedy. Behold. And Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be it unto me. See, that's how that's why it starts out in a move of the Holy Ghost. See, you can let the Holy Ghost have his way in a church service. See, you'll let God have his way in your life.
Amen. Amen.
If he can't get you to move your feet in the church, he can't get you to do anything out there in the natural. She said, be it unto me according to thy word. That one statement, after the angel heard that, what did the angel do? After the angel heard that word from her mouth, see, angels are there to help and do certain things. But after Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word, the angel said, okay, I'm done. You got it. All you have to do is be open. I can't do nothing else. Amen. You said, let it be. All you said is, be it unto me, let it happen. I receive it, whatever it is. He said, he departed. It wasn't like Lot's wife trying to drag him out there. Amen. Angels going through all those changes. Amen. People looking back at to drag him up to all this other stuff. One of them had to fight the angel. Glory to God. He had to work with these people. One of them had to break somebody's hip. Amen. Because it wouldn't be blessed so bad. Amen. No, you're going to bless me. Angel wasn't sent there to do all that stuff. Amen. Had to, but he broke his hip. But Mary was willing. Somebody say amen. She was an easy case. I guess the angel left real quick. Might have been that same, you know, say, good, I'll have to break her hip. Amen. I'll just leave. Amen. Two more points, then you can go. It's only 9:20. You'll be out of here. Somebody say, be it unto me according to thy word. Say it again. Be it unto me.
Be it unto me.
According.
To thy word.
See, some of you want stuff to be unto you ain't got no word on. Well, according to thy word. If you ain't heard nothing, that's what's going to be unto you. Nothing. If you've heard the devil, and you say, be it unto me according to the word, amen, guess what's going to happen to you? Whatever the devil said. That's why it's important to know the Holy Ghost and to know God and to keep your ears open. He said, be it unto me, not according to my words. He wasn't talking about her words.
Amen.
He said, be it unto me according to your word.
Amen.
The word that God, see, that angel came straight from the throne of God to give her a message. He said, be it according to me according to that rhema word.
Amen.
When she said, somebody said, rhema.
Rhema.
That's what she said. Be it according to me according to your rhema, to your spoken. He said, you spoke it out. Let it happen to me, because she knew as soon as that word came out of that angel's mouth, he proclaimed, she said, let it happen to me. That's the first step. That's where you need to get right now. Now, so we got those two things, how they fellowship with God, then learn the things of God, that these were supernatural people.
I mean, some of you, you can't believe anything, you know. He could send angels to him. They could receive him and hear and walk with him. Some of you didn't have to do tricks and you have to leave out fleeces. You pay this bill and then I believe you. John chapter 2 says, Mary. That woman was a teacher. This woman was a teacher of faith. She had a ministry of teaching people how to get the miraculous. With no chumps. That was one bad couple. What would have happened? They would have went into ministry together. With that kind of revelation. Now, we think that, what's that guy? Kim Clements Ruff. Amen. I had a dream last night. Amen. Glory to God. Now, so Mary, with this revelation, somebody say amen. She learned that she could manifest the miraculous just by letting God do whatever he wanted to do. So the first lesson that we had on how to receive a miracle, Mary taught.
Hallelujah.
In John chapter 2, verse 3, it says, and when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. That's the first miracle. Whatever he wants to do, let him do it. Holy Ghost, whatever you want to do, do it. God will never perform the miraculous when people have restrictions before him. He's got to be wide open and completely, you know, there's got to be some flexibility.
Amen.
If there is a time frame, a worship style frame, all of those little things, somebody say, those things will limit the anointing of God. It's not about what mood you're in and how you feel and what you've got going on in your life. You need the miraculous. You need the miraculous. When the miraculous is going to come, it's whatever he wants to do. That's how you get it. Forget everything else. When you get before his prayer, whatever he wants to do, how he wants to do it, do it. See, that's why you're not getting these breakthroughs. That's why things are going to happen, not happening in the degree that you want, believe in God to have them happen. Because you haven't been open and said, listen, be it unto me according to your word. We're expecting God to jump through our hoops and do everything we tell him to do. Shut up and just get open.
Amen.
Say, I want a miracle. Somebody say, I want a miracle.
I want a miracle.
Whatever he tells you to do, do it. You'll get it. No, when you need a miracle, you let the anointing of the Holy Ghost come in and you just get wide open. All you need to have faith is that he wants to do it.
Amen.
After that, faith is just doing whatever he tells you to do.
That's right. Amen.
That's all faith
Amen.
Is.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to go north, Lord. He said go south. I'm going to go south, going north in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's faith.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, and in that case, the wine, the water was turned to wine. Why? Because they did what he said to do. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Stand up. Sit down. I wanted to leave it alone, but God said you better not. Hallelujah. You're getting something.
Amen.
You're getting something. Please hear me. Amen. Matthew chapter 12, verse 46 and 50. So say, my mother. Say, my mother. Say, my mother. And some of you got problems that we're saying that you can bring forth God. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he entered and said unto them that told him, who is my mother? See, some of you, are you catching this? Who is my mother? And who is my brethren? There's a deeper revelation there, people. Glory to God. See, the Catholics get all mixed up. See, if they would read this one scripture, they would change some of their theology. They're still going to Mary because they say, look, Mary got the water turned to wine. We need to go to her. Ask her to get to God. She's connection. She's his mom. She bore him forth. She produced the anointing. So we need to pray directly to her, and maybe she'll get him to do something. See, if you can get this revelation, you'll go with the boldness in prayer. As if, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As if Mary can go to the throne of grace, so can you.
Amen.
You can go with just as much boldness as if you bore him yourself.
Glory to God.
Who is my mother? That's what Jesus said. Who's the mother of God? He made it real clear. He stretched forth his hands toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. Glory to God. Behold, my mother and my brethren.
Amen.
Thou art highly favored of God.
Yes.
The Spirit of the Holy Ghost shall overshadow thee.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. For whosoever, now notice Mary's lesson. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and my sister and my what?
Mother.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How heavy you want to go. And people say, Hail Mary, full of grace. What's grace? Favor.
Amen.
God's unmerited favor. Hail, believer. Look up. Hail, Christian. Full of the Holy Ghost. Because he's overshadowed you. Full of the anointing. The Lord is with thee.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever. And notice that he said, you could be, as long as you do whatsoever I command you to do, the same is my what? That means you'll get the same results. God is no respecter of persons.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So say Christmas.
Christmas.
You got a Christmas message.
Hallelujah.
Same one she got. Amen. You're highly favored of God. And I prophesy and I speak to you, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall come upon you and overshadow you. And in that spirit, amen, and in that revelation, glory to God. And in that time, like we had this when we were singing about the place of praise,
yes. The
place of worship, the place of the anointing, amen, the place of grace. Amen. In that place, God's going to put a seed on the inside of you. It's going to come out all anointing.
Glory.
And break every yoke of bondage.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Stand up right where you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just bless His holy name. Just, you have got to learn to hear God. And some of the easy things, if you can't hear, just get, stay in His presence. It should be easy to hear God. You know what? One thing, if, when you come to church, most of you come to church, apply yourself and take it seriously, and your hearing will increase.
Amen.
Meditate on the word that's spoken throughout the week, and your hearing will increase. Look at somebody saying,
I'm about to get an anointing.
Just lift up holy hands. Father, I pray that You'd bless these people from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet. Father God, they need supernatural breakthroughs. They've got to have You come through. They have got to have You come through in order to change their life. Nothing is impossible with You, O God. So wave of the Holy Ghost, get all on. Overshadow them. They would trust You and walk with You. And be all that You want them to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You expect to be anointed.
And let Your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh my God.
Be Your holy
word.
If I can hear from You.
If I can hear.